Hi everyone, welcome to part number 17 of the Our Covenant God study. Question number 1 of last week's homework said, why do you think that Isaac had to learn the same lessons that his dad had learnt? Some things just cannot be learned on paper. They can only be learned through experience. For example, how do you really know that God is faithful if you've never had to depend on His faithfulness? When we are born as babies, we don't have the knowledge and experience and understanding of our parents inside of us. And so their experiences does not automatically affect our thinking until we grow up and find those things surrounding us in our own lives. Question number 2, what does that teach us as Christians, and what does this teach parents today? It teaches Christians that number 1, we have to walk through things. And it also teaches us that when you walk with God, mistakes are not fatal. We must learn from them. We have to learn the same faith lessons that our spiritual fathers did. It's all a process, it's all a journey. It also teaches parents to be careful about how they are living, because children are like sponges, they absorb it all. But it also teaches parents not to lose heart when they see their children making mistakes, because their children have to work through those things themselves. Now for today's study. Today you need to fasten your seatbelt, because we are going to go all over the place. So please bear with me and hold on tight, because at the end it will all come together. The main theme of today's lesson is God establishing His covenant. God wants a family. We must always bear in mind that the whole reason why God went to all this trouble of cutting covenants with people is simply because God wanted to produce a family. And because of this, He deals within the context of families. If we have a friendship with God, that makes Abraham our father, and our fellow believers are thus our brothers and sisters in Christ. And all who are children of Abraham on this earth, real children, children of the faith, not just physical children, but real children, are children of God on the new earth which is to come. We have studied how God cut His covenant with Abraham in great detail. In Genesis 17 verse 21, we see that God promised Abraham that He would establish His covenant with Isaac. We've looked at these scriptures before, Genesis 17 verse 19 and verse 21 in the New King James Version says, "Then God said, 'No, Sarah your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at the set time next year.'" In Genesis 26, we see God establishing His covenant with Isaac. Genesis 26 verse 2-5 in the New King James says, "Then the Lord appeared to him and said, 'Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you.'" Doesn't that sound so much like Abraham's first encounter with God? "Go to the land, I will show you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Just as a side note, the land of Gerar was still in the promised land. And so Isaac actually never in his life lived anywhere except for in the promised land. But here God was telling him to leave where he was living at the well Beer Lahai Roi and to go to the land of Gerar, which was the land where he was born. The reason why Isaac had to move was because there was a famine in the land. Now in verse 24 we see the Lord appearing to Isaac again. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. As you examine what God told Isaac, you can see clearly that God was speaking covenant language, in that he was repeating many of the covenant promises he had made to Abraham. And thus, God established his covenant with Isaac, just as he had promised Abraham that he would do. There is a difference between cutting a covenant and establishing a covenant. Unfortunately, in the English translations of the Bible, the translators did not translate the verb to cut correctly when it came to cutting covenants. In part one of the study, we mentioned that when you read in the Bible that a covenant was made between two or more people, the actual verb should not be translated as made. The Hebrew word is usually karat, which is Hebrew Strong's number 3772.